situations, right? Like, there's all sorts of things. Right. It's a very big week. Very big Zman. Zman of Achana for Heilige Yontif. Lel Seder, Chag Emunah. It is also Achana for Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim, when we're out of Yeshiva, those of us who are back from Eretz Yisrael had the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Vatara, in the Kaisle Beis HaMedrash. Those of us in Yeshiva, here in Chutz Laaretz, also Baruch Hashem, we have Yeshiva, we have Shurim, we have Chavrusas. We have to do the proper Achana for Pesach, and the proper Achana as well for Ben Azmanim. I believe, first of all, you know, we all know that the Shabbos before a week, so the Shabbos before a week always prepares us for the week. So this past week's parsha is Shabbos HaGadol, but the parsha is Parsha Sav. And right at the beginning we have a pasuk, Perek Vav, pasuk Vav, Eish Tomid Tukad HaMizbeach, Loi Sichbe. Eish Tomid Tukad HaMizbeach, what's Eish Tomid Tukad HaMizbeach mean? An eternal flame. A constant flame should be burning on Mizbeach, and then the end of the pasuk, Lo Sichbe, don't extinguish it. The pasuk, obviously all of us should have asked, is completely redundant, right? It's superfluous. If it's an eternal flame, a constant flame, so I don't have to tell me, Lo Sichbe, obviously we can't extinguish it. It's eternal, it's tamid, it's tamidius. Why do we have to say Lo Sichbe? So Yerushalmi comes along to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us, L'sichbe is afilu b'masos. L'sichbe means even when we were traveling. Pashup Shad on a practical level means we're talking about the Mishkan. So when we think, Eish Tomet Tukon Mizbeach, when it's set up, when it's in its place, when the Mishkan was in Bekvias, so obviously it was an eternal flame. But you think when they were traveling through the Midbar and they were walking around, so maybe you put out the fire. Maybe you put out the fire. Afilu b'masos, even while they were traveling, the fire was burning. B'derech ha'avoida, we all understand. The Mizbeach, the flames of the Mizbeach, represents, the Mizbeach was avoida, was our avoida Hashem. The flames is the slav, is the passion of our avoida Hashem. The passion of our avoida Hashem has to be afilu b'masos, even when we're traveling. Wherever we are, at any moment, whether we're zoicha to be in our tzol, whether we have to be in chutzaretz, whether we're brought down to Miami or Arizona or Las Vegas or wherever we're going to be in this bein azmanim, wherever it is, afilu b'masos eish tomet tu kal mizbeach loisichbe. I have to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way wherever I am. And by the way, we see that was the midah that our leaders that took us out of Mitzrayim had, and maybe that's what made them our leaders. Moshe and Aaron are great leaders that took us out of Mitzrayim. So if you look in Parshas Ve'era, in Perek Vav, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Ve'edav Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron, Ve'yitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael, v'al paro mel chdayim, l'hoitzi es b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Moshe and Aaron have said, you're going to take us out of Mitzrayim. You're going to take us out of Mitzrayim. And then it goes on to list all the different Rashei Beis Avosim, all the different leaders, all the different families of B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And then at the end, in Perek Vav, you look it up, it's unbelievable. Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav, Vav and Chav Zayin. I'll read you the Pesukim. It says, Hu Aaron v'Moshe, Shar Amar Hashem Lamotziyu, Es B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim al Tzivosam. So it goes and repeats that at the end of the whole list, that Moshe and Aaron were the ones that commanded to take us out of Mitzrayim. They were going to speak to Paro to take us out of Mitzrayim. And then again, who Moshe and Aaron? How many times who Moshe and Aaron to take us out of Mitzrayim? They're going to speak to Paro. Who Moshe and Aaron? Again, why are we repeating who Moshe and Aaron? So listen to what Rashi tells us. Rashi says, who Moshe and Aaron? Where's the Rashi? Rashi in Pasuk of Zayin, Perek Vav, in Parshas Ve'era. Heim b'shlichusam u'v'sidkosam. Their shlichus, they continued their shlichus, that which they should be doing, v'sidkosam, and their righteousness. Mitchila ve'atsoif. From the beginning till the end. They were the same Moshe and Aaron from beginning to end. Mitchila ve'atsoif. The same avodas Hashem. Rav Gifter explains, There are times in life, imagine a person is sent on a mission. He was asked to do something, a shlichus. There's a task at hand. And at first, I have a lot of excitement that I'm going to do it and I'm going to listen to whoever, someone above me, someone special, sent me on the mission. But sometimes as time goes on, the mission has a life of its own. And I put my own ego and my own influences into that mission. And sometimes I might not fulfill it in the same way that I started, or I'll do it in my own way, the way I think is best. And it sometimes over time changes a little bit. Haim b'shlichusam v'sikasam etchil avad soif. Moshe and Aaron had a tziva of Hashem, and with the same hislavus, b'ratzon Hashem, it's not about me, it's not about the I, it's not about what I want to do, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do, mitchil avad soif. In our own life, it has to be the same. In our own life, and the nekuda, I believe, and the difference, and the nekuda we have to focus on, am I doing it for me, am I doing it for ratzon Hashem? If I'm doing it for myself, so that's when you see individuals who are constantly changing. You know, you have that phenomenon that's often spoken about by people who don't generally understand fully what's going on, that the guys flip out, flip in, whatever, at times in life. That means you do see that sometimes. Individuals who are constantly flipping out, flipping in, whatever that means, but meaning one day very frum, one day not frum at all, go in Eretz Yisrael, suddenly the sitting and learning and davening and suddenly in chutz l'aretz within sometimes 3-4 days. By the second week home, they're out at the pool in the fountain blue. By the second week home, you find it at times. Find the same guy 3 weeks ago was giving mustard to his chavrusa that he left the chavrusa to go meet a girl. The same guy 2 weeks later is at the pool at the fountain blue. Same guy. How's that possible? Because it's not necessarily all ratz on Hashem. It's all about my influences. At that point, when I'm in Eretz Yisrael or I'm in yeshiva, I have my rebbeim, and what's looked up upon, if I'm from, I'm an Eved Hashem, and that's the thing to do, that's the cool thing, that's where I'm at. I'm in that. I feel good about that. Suddenly I'm in a different influence, I'm a different sviva, a different environment, and that's not the cool thing anymore. So I could constantly be changing. I could constantly, because it's about me more than it's about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if my whole avoida, my whole way of life is Ratzon Hashem, my whole way of life is, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? I'm serving Ratzon Hashem. There's a different Ratzon Hashem in yeshiva than is outside yeshiva. A different Ratzon Hashem in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Lartz. A different Ratzon Hashem in New York than in Miami. Chas v'shalom. Be an Eved Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven, to learn. And that's what Moshe and Aaron were able to say and were able to be. They encompass that. Those are our leaders. And that's how we have to follow suit. That's who we have to be. It's all about Ratzon Hashem. And that's why, I said this over once before, sitting here this year, I believe, we spoke about it. But these were actually the opening words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. When he reveals himself to Moshe and asks him to lead us out of Mitzrayim, the opening words, at this famous episode of the Sneh, the burning bush, Moshe Rabbeinu sees this burning bush, and the first words are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe. He actually said, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, which is a sign of love, right? Vayomer Hineni. What are the first words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Vayomer, he says, Al tikrav halom don't come close. This is Paragimel Pasuk Hey, if you want to look it up in Parshas Shemos. Don't come close. Don't come close. Take off your shoes from your feet, because the place where you're standing is holy ground. My brother's father-in-law actually sang a song about this. I don't know if Chever knows the music by C. Lansbell Noah Solomon. So they have a song about holy ground. There's a song about this. Moshe taking off his shoes. L'maisa, the Halu Chavetz Chaim asks. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Al tikrav halom." Don't come close, as if to say, the place, this bird, it's too holy for you to come close. Then he says, "Wait, where you are, take off your shoes, because that's Admas Kodeshim." Which one is it? Chavetz Chaim says, "Which one is it? Is where the burning bush is the holy ground, or is where Moshe is the holy ground?" Which one is it? Chavetz Chaim says, Mamish Moridik. He says, yes, there are places in this world that are inherently full of Kedusha. When you're in a base medrash, you're in a base Knesset, you're in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, you're standing by the Kaisel, there are certain places which have inherent Kedusha. That was the Sneh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not the only place to bring Kedusha. Wherever you are could be holy ground. Wherever you are, if it's all about Ratzon Hashem, so anywhere I am could be Kedusha V'Tahara. And not just anywhere I am. Not just any place. Any matzav, any situation I'm in. The most difficult situations as well. I've been speaking about it. I can't stop speaking about it. I had the unbelievable schus this past Thursday morning to go pay a shiva call by a tzaddik, an adam gadol, someone I've learned more from in those 40 minutes than I learned from most people in this world, Gavriel Sassoon, the father of those seven kedoshim who were brought as korbanos hatzibur last Lel Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And I sat there in awe. And many of us heard the words that he said, and I heard them from him, but he said them at the Levi here in America, that he said, we have to surrender our will to the will of Hashem. Here's someone who had a tragedy, she'ein kamo, we can't understand. But I sat there and saw his emunah, and saw his bitachod. I saw with my own eyes, I saw his eyes. And how is he able to? How is he able, that matzav, that situation, which so many would just crumble in agony, because he surrenders his will. He said it. Surrender my ratzon to ratzon Hashem. If it's ratzon Hashem, don't get me wrong, I'm sure he's crying and sad and missing his children in the deepest of ways we can't imagine. But there's also that balanced with understanding, das is ratzon Hashem. And therefore, wherever I am, whenever it is, in every situation, I'm one and the same. I'm an Eved Hashem. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's no difficulty, bein hazmanim. I'm not afraid I'm going to fall, chas v'shalom. It's ratzon Hashem. That's when I start showing it's Ratzon Hashem. And it's not just my surroundings. And not just for me. It's for you, Hashem. That's when I prove it. I was sitting there. And came a Svardi Rav. I don't know him, but he seemed very, very chashev. The way people were giving him kavod and just watching him. He sits down next to me. And tears are streaming down his cheeks. Rav Taladano. And first he just sits crying in front of Gavriel Sassoon. And then he shared different ideas with him, some of the most inspiring ideas I've ever heard in my life. And I want to share one or two with you. He said that Rav Shach once went to the Brisker Rav. And Rav Shach went to the Brisker Rav and he said, I have a question. There's a mitzvah of Amunah to believe in God. Believing in God? It's the most simple yidiyah in the world. It's the most simple logical idea in the world. Not to believe in God, your mamish have no das. We have in our heads, he said, we have in our heads this lump of flesh, maybe a pound of flesh, and it has all these unbelievable, it's called the brain. And it mamish controls our whole body and everything in the world, and mamish is the deepest of deep. You tell me there isn't a God? And he gave other examples, we all know the examples. She says to the Brisker Rav, Rav Shach says to the Brisker Rav, why is there a chiyuv of Amunah? It's the most pashy yediyah in the world. I don't need a chiyuv of Amunah. So the Brisker Rav said that I totally understand you, Rav Shach. I totally agree. But there are times in life when it's not so easy. There are times in life when we have big questions, when we don't understand. That's when the mitzvah of Amunah begins. That's when the mitzvah of Amunah begins. That's when we see, do we really believe in Hashem? Am I really close to Hashem? Emunah begins, Bein Hazmanim. Is it really for Ratzon Hashem? If it's for Ratzon Hashem, I'm learning many hours a day still. I'm davening with Kavana still. There's no change. It's Ratzon Hashem. That's when Emunah begins. We never could lose that. In any situation, any matzav. He said over as well, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky was in Siberia, backbreaking labor, working all day. Mamish, Yisurin Shib Yisurin. And he wakes up one morning and he starts saying, Moida Ani. And he starts, mamish, crying and thinking, what do I have to be thankful for? My family, I don't know where my family is. I don't know if any of them are alive. Torah, I don't have any svarim. I don't have my tefillin. I don't have my tzitzis. I don't have anything. What's their Moida Ani? And he said, but I have my kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I have my emunah. Even there in Siberia. wherever I am, anywhere, at any time, at any place, I'm one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I do whatever Ratzon Hashem is. HaMokom Asher Te'ani Oymed Sham Admas Koyed Hashem. That's the holy ground. That's the Emunah and the Kesher Hashem that Gavriel Sassoon has. How do we keep this? How do we ensure? How do we live such a life which we all want to live? How are we going to be Matzliach over the next 2 weeks when we're out of yeshiva? When we're out of the Sviva that's a little bit easier? So you know, it's amazing. You read the stories and you read about Yidin, Moser Nefesh, baking matzahs in the concentration camps and having Siddurim in the concentration camps. They were Begolus Shebegolus. What are they? They're celebrating Gula Mitzrayim. What are they celebrating Gula Mitzrayim when they're in the deepest of Golus? A Golus that maybe was way more difficult and way more dark than even Mitzrayim. What are we celebrating Gula Mitzrayim in that? What was going on? You're celebrating Pesach in Auschwitz? So B'nai Sosker explains that the Geula Mitzrayim is always felt for all of eternity, because from that Geula we were given Matan Torah. And once we have Torah, once we have mitzvos, wherever we are at any moment, we could be in the darkest of dark with a Kesher to Hashem through that Torah. And that can never be taken away from us. The Torah is our Cheres Olam. Al Tikrei Cheres El Cheres. The Torah is the key to our success. There was a Yid, his name was Chaim. I was going to read you a story, but the hour is late. Chaim was a young yeshiva boy in Brooklyn. And he used to go to one of the nursing homes nearby and visit the different people there. And he'd walk around and he'd see Yidden, Jews, dull, dreary, lifeless, colorless. And he used to visit Mr. Lieberman, who was a lonely, lost old man. They used to walk around, and this Mr. Lieberman hardly did anything with his time. And one time they're in conversation, they're walking around, and they pass by a door. And they were walking slowly past by this door. And Mr. Lieberman stares inside. And it was a room with two Alter Yidden learning Gemara. And they were in the midst of an animated discussion. There was vitality, enthusiasm in their learning. They were energized by their learning. Their eyes were sparkling. Their souls were alive. They were not lonely at all. I'll read you. Mr. Lieberman stopped and stared at them. Minutes passed as he stood there mesmerized by the two men and their learning. Chaim watched as Mr. Lieberman's eyes welled up with tears. A moment later, with tears streaming down his face, he turned to Chaim. Zayhobin alas on icham bagornisht. Which means, they have everything and I have nothing. They have everything and I have nothing. When you have Torah in any situation, in any sviva, wherever you are, you have everything. And if you don't have Torah, you have nothing. The Shmira, wherever I am, was given to us by Matan Torah that came through Geulas Mitzrayim. That wherever I am, I can make it Admas Kodesh. This Chaim, 50 years later, would talk about that day and that inspiration that he understood from this Yid. They have everything, and he has nothing because he didn't have Torah. And that Chaim became a Gadol B'Torah, Hagoyner of Chaim Bressler, the Rashiva of Yeshiva's Bes Moshe in Scranton. With Torah we have Geula. With Torah we have Cheres. With Torah it's Admas Kodesh Haim. There was another Tzaddik of Chaim, Reb Chaim Brim. And Reb Chaim Brim, Mom, just listen closely. Reb Chaim Brim was on his way to Shul the first day of Pesach, morning after Leil Seder. And he was stopped by a Pasha the Yid, who said to Reb Chaim Brim he had a dream last night after the Seder. And in the dream, it was Megala to him, it was revealed to him the following, Chaver, listen to this. This Pasha the Yid says to Reb Chaim Brim, you can't make this stuff up. Had to be a Chalayim, 160th of the Vua. He said, if you take the Gematria, V'chol Hamar B'Lisaper Yisrayim Harez HaMeshubach, is Gematria 2,154. Is exactly Gematria Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kodesh, and Taros with the six koilos. Chol Hamar B'Lisaper is a Meshubach 2,154. Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kodesh, and Taros. What's the connection? The connection's obvious. The Geula of Mitzrayim was a Geula that led us to the Geula of Torah. If we want Cheiras Olam, we want to be free always. We want to not be pulled in to society, pulled into Taiva. And we can. We could be not just Eshtamet Tukar while I'm in the base Medrash, Sichba Afil B'Masos. We could be Amas Kodesh, and we could be like Amisha and Aaron. We're Mitchil of Atsoif Sadikim. If we're connected to Torah, V'Gitza Bo Yom V'Layla, to learn B'Boiker, to learn B'Erev, be connected to Torah. All these books behind me, all these Sfarim, they're the same ones in yeshivas you had in Israel, the same ones you have in yeshivas here in America, the same ones you could take with you in any hotel, in any makom. You stay connected to Torah, you stay connected to Rabbi Nishalom, be zoicha to Geula every moment, till we're zoicha to Geula Shleima, B'mheira V'Yameinu. By the way,